This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country, as well as around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers sorting the mail for delivery today, and those Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And right now, we go to the phones, and we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge, and then we got to get rolling because we got all kinds of stuff going on here. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, there is a report right now in the New York Post that says billionaire Tom Steyer is about to make his announcement that he's going to run for president of the United States as a Democrat.
Yes, this is very interesting breaking news, Captain, and certainly Tom Steyer, who I'm sure everybody will recognize. Yes, right, billionaire Tom Steyer. He has been heavily involved with the notion of trying to impeach Donald Trump, and then back in January, he went down to Des Moines, Iowa, and he said he wanted to do anything he could to help get Trump out of office, basically. He wanted to hold President Trump accountable for what, I'm not exactly sure, maybe he thought the Mueller report was going to have something to say, I suppose. But that being said, yes, he looks like he may be entering this race officially. Some of the staffing, though, this is where it's going to get interesting, because he may have a particular prominent person who's worked for him for many years run the campaign, but others who have worked for him in the past have already gone off to some other people's campaigns in the Democrat Party. So it'll be interesting to see if he's going to try to lasso those folks and try and bring them back into a Steyer campaign.
Well, one of the people that he helped get elected and put a bunch of money in her camp was Kamala Harris.
Right, yeah.
This is not going to suit well with Kamala Harris.
No, it's not, because I think, Captain, that I think she's of the mindset that she seems to be the person who's going to sort of, bubble to the top here in terms of the current grouping of Democrat presidential hopefuls. So this turns everything on its ear, no doubt.
Do you think that she is the considering herself the anointed one? Is that what you think is going on?
Well, I mean, I think,
you know, it's her turn or something like
it's
that.
Her turn, kind of a thing, or in context of all the others, because, and I think, and I would perchance to think, Captain, that the troubles that Joe Biden is having right now might have been part of the calculus for Tom Steyer to go ahead and jump into the race, because even though Joe Biden has been out there apologizing, et cetera, His star could be waning here, and for that would mean that Kamala Harris's star would start rising even more because she's the one who's sort of put a lot of this in motion for Biden now. So that's right. I think this could be a very, very interesting turn of events here.
Pardon me. Well, I do know this, and that is that Steyer will be nothing other than a name caller with a bunch of money trying to direct his purpose of getting Donald Trump impeached. He'll be the one to try to speed that up and bring that into the forefront, and that'll be the whole gist of his campaign. Watch and see.
Well, I think you're right, and of course he will hit on the marks about the economy. He'll try to make the case that somehow the economy isn't all that great, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But here's the thing, though, Captain. I think the American public is kind of done with the ongoing "let's get rid of Trump," "impeach Trump," "impeach 45," all that kind of rhetoric. I think the public is really kind of getting tired of. I think they actually want to hear ideas from candidates. They're not going to get many, except for pie-in-the-sky kinds of ideas or completely impractical ideas or ideas that can't be paid for or that simply would, you know, confiscate more money from the American people in order to try to pay for it on paper. But I think that you're right. I think he's going to be name-calling. He'll be a one-issue kind of candidate, so we'll see how it goes.
By the way, when we come back from this break that we're fixing to take in just about 30 seconds, I'm going to have 20 of the scariest and wackiest things that these Democrats have put together that they want to impose on the American people. And I've taken a lot of time to check this out and get this right. And believe me, these 20 things that I've got, that's just the tip of the iceberg, Kyle.
I know. I mean, and tomorrow...
This is just the stuff they said they want to do.
Well, exactly. And, you know, and they're in the position right now of being able to come up with these kinds of things because they don't really have to ever deliver on it. It's just about trying to get votes.
No, and they pass it in the House, and then they just let it sit because it's going nowhere in the Senate.
Exactly right. But, again, it shows how far left they truly are moving, and that's going to be out of step with the rest of America, I believe.
You bet. And, by the way, folks, if you don't think that we know what we're talking about, wait till we tell you about the poll that came out, two different polls over the weekend, that's going to further alienate the Democrats about the President of the United States. All right, hold that thought, Kyle, folks. We'll be right back with more, and Kathy's going to take us to break. So, Kathy, it's your turn to tell everybody how to get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer, a guy named Kyle Warren, and he's on the phone with us right now. But before I get to Kyle Warren, I got to remind everybody this portion of the program is brought to you by my good friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for the pain that I suffer in, as well as the swelling that I suffer in because of a surgically repaired ankle, and arthritis has become... Now, I found out that this product worked for me after having taken a leave for about 2 or 3 years after getting off from Mobic and Flexeril for about 10 years because it had some side effects and I was sick and tired of feeling drowsy when I shouldn't have or being feeling like I didn't want to go do anything or go anywhere when I had things to do, if you know what I mean. So you can do what I did. You can try the starter pack. It costs $19.95 and see what it does for you. It's 100% drug-free. It's got all natural ingredients, and I would strongly advise it and suggest it. Now, I am endorsing it, so I'm endorsing it because it works for me. It's that simple. Now, you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, or go to my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and click on that big logo link that's right there where you can find a lot of other things there, too. So, the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com or ReliefFactor.com/Captain. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Now, I told everybody a couple things here, so let's get started with the first part. The presidential polling numbers coming out for Donald Trump, his approval rating, have gone up in the Washington Post poll to 47%. That's the highest that they've been for his first term in a while. And in the Rasmussen report, it's at 49%. What do you think of that?
Well, very, very interesting numbers. of course. And, of course, we've got the strong economy that I think is helping the president. I think that recently, I think the American people have been watching President Trump on these foreign trips, and especially the last-minute meeting with Kim Jong-un, for example. There are many things that the president is doing, I think, that come off as very, very presidential, especially to perhaps not partisans of either ilk, it would seem, but Main Street people just watching the news and trying to figure out what's going on with President Trump. Now, there is an interesting number, and I believe in the Washington Post poll, 65% say that Trump has acted in a way that's unpresidential since taking office. But here's the thing, though, Captain. I think that people understand that President Trump, of course, has been bringing the economy back around, the trade deals, jobs, et cetera, all these great things, mm-hmm. and at the same time can understand that he's not your typical politician, typical president.
No. Nope.
And I don't think
And he's not getting paid. He's giving his salary to charity.
Exactly right. So I think that, for example, if this was a garden variety politician who rose to the presidency after a lifetime of a political career, I think that kind of number would be an extremely bad thing.
And there's one other thing that we need to mention here. He's actually lost $1 billion of his net worth since he's been president. $1 billion of his net worth he's lost since becoming president because he's not running his business anymore.
Well, exactly, and of course, and the hits on the Trump brand, so to speak. But here's the thing, though, too, and I think this is a major point for his campaign as well. You know, what kind of person takes all this abuse every single day? I mean, he's been called a traitor to his country. He's been accused of treason.
Look at the people doing the calling, and they're the traitors.
Well, exactly right. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. You're a billionaire. You want for nothing. You can do whatever you want with your life. But yet he is choosing to do this for his country and continuing to go every single day hard charging against all these problems. And despite what's happening in the Congress or the Democrat side, for example.
Now, here is what I put together with working for several hours on Sunday, just taking a look at what all these political candidates, the 24, 25, or however many it is, have publicly put out there as their positions, if you will. So I put them all together in one little group, and it's 20 of them. You ready?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Number one, impeach Trump. Number two, mandatory gun confiscation. Number three, legalize the murder of a baby after it's born. Number three, slavery reparations. Number four, gay reparations. Number five, no one has to pay their student loans. Number six, taxpayers pay for abortions. Number seven, eliminate private health insurance. Number eight, health insurance coverage for illegal aliens. Number nine, forced busing. Number 10, abolish the Electoral College. Number 11, pack the Supreme Court with left-wing judges. Number 12, decriminalize illegal border crossings. Number 13, end deportations of illegal aliens. Number 14, taxpayers fund abortions for men that think they're women. Number 15, guaranteed income. Number 16, tax increases for all Americans. Number 17, tax rates as high as 77%. Number 18, allow the son of Sam and the Boston bomber to vote. And number 19, lower the voting age to 16. And oh, by the way, did I say number 20, impeach Donald Trump.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I'm telling you, this is all stuff that's there. Go look, you'll find it.
Yeah, and you got to wonder, Captain, could you have a bunch of Democrat strategists sitting around a table in a room, a big conference table, mm-hmm. looking at these things that you're right, these are all out there, these have been proposed, and they're looking at this and saying, wow,
now,
this is a winning strategy.
Now, I found others that were really dumb, so I didn't add them to the list. Now, one of them was jailing insurance executives for false advertising. For example, saying you can keep your doctor, which is my example, and the list does not include such democratic values as their assault on free speech and religion.
Well, right. Well, I mean, the list that you read off, though, just shows, again, how far out of step the Democrat candidates
but
are.
But they think it's what the people want.
Well, exactly. But, again, there's this fundamental disconnect in terms of what is the government to do in our country. And there's also this disconnect of this idea. All those things basically say to the American people, we are the elite. We know better than you.
Mm-hmm.
We need to tell you what to do. Now, Trump and conservatives and generally speaking, Republicans generally like the idea that, no, wait a minute. No, people don't need to tell me what to do. Now, we have a nation. We create laws. We govern ourselves, but we have opportunity, and we are going. We are the best people to decide what's right for our own lives,
mm-hmm.
And
now,
that's a big difference.
Now, I am going to mention that again in the next hour because people need to hear that because it's unbelievable. But I swear, everything that I did is absolutely 100% accurate based on what these people said they were going to do. The candidates.
Well, sure, and especially, you know, I like to refer to the elimination of all private health care as what I call the criminalization of private health care, because here you go. The government's going to come in and say, guess what? This goes way beyond do you like your doctor. Now we don't care if you like your doctor, and it will get rid of private health insurance and make everybody go on this government system. That's an imposition. That's not offering a government option to people who might need a more affordable option. Option or this kind of thing just to make sure that people can get coverage. This is a totally different takeover of the healthcare system.
And, you know, former Vice President Joe Biden still the leader amongst the 2020 Democratic presidential hopefuls, finding following last week's debates, even though he's lost quite a bit of ground amongst the voters in his own party. Now, Bernie Sanders is the clear number two in previous surveys. Now, he runs even with Senators Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren, and there are some polls that say Kamala Harris is number two, and some polls that say Bernie's number two. It just all depends on where you look and how they're asking the question. But nonetheless, they are so screwed up in the left side of the aisle right now, they don't know if down is up or up is down.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And, you know, it's interesting, even though Bernie Sanders is still registering here in these polls.
As an independent, by the way, he's not a Democrat.
That's exactly right. He's an independent senator from Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
And so that brings up other issues, of course, to get the nomination, I would expect. But the idea is this. I mean, while he's still registering these polls, he's not really relevant in any of this, hardly at all, because quite frankly, it's in this just from a political science perspective, I think his time has come and gone. He's no longer unique, really, because all these different candidates keep trying to get to the left of Bernie Sanders.
Speaking of come and gone, Justin Amash is leaving the Republican Party. No harm, no foul there. The rumor is that he's going to seek the presidential nomination for the Libertarian Party.
Yes, I heard that. Very interesting. Well, you know, they're going to be hard to break out from that at all into any kind of significant percentage.
Well, that's just like going out of the depths of oblivion into the deep pit of infinity. All right, hold on. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. In Washington, lawmakers are trying to set aside their irreconcilable differences over the Obama-era Affordable Care Act and work to reach a bipartisan agreement on a more immediate health care issue, lowering costs for people who already have coverage. Returning from the 4th of July recess, the Senate and House are pushing to end surprise medical bills, curb high prices for medicines, and limit prescription copays for people with Medicare. Partisan disagreements could derail the effort, but lawmakers fear the voters' verdict in 2020 if politicians have nothing to show for all their hand-wringing about drug prices. President Donald Trump even has political exposure because the big price cuts he promised have not materialized. On Friday, he promised an executive order that said he would be intending to enable the U.S. government to pay lower prices for prescription drugs. The U.S. would pay no more than the lowest amount paid by other nations or companies. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the program brought to you by your local GEICO insurance office. GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. They are the second largest personal auto insurance company in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble radio host. And your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about everything you own, including your car, your truck, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your snowmobile, and they'll even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through the local GEICO insurance agency near you. Now, two ways to find it. Number one, go to the main website for GEICO, GEICO.com. That's GEICO, GEICO.com. And number two, scoot on over to the phone book and look them up that way, or do a Google search and see if you can find them that way as well. All right, now, I got to mention here, and caller, hang on a minute. I got to mention here that the Portland mayor, Kyle Warren, apparently is going to get himself ready for a federal investigation because after this elderly man was beaten by the Antifa thugs who were there, and this reporter, journalist was beaten, the hate crimes have come forth, a civil suit has been brought, and apparently the FBI and their group is going to investigate thoroughly what has been taking place and how the Antifa group is taking control of downtown Portland.
Well, absolutely. I mean, can you imagine in an American city that you have masked hoodlums basically doing things like this in broad daylight? I mean, this is something that you would see in a dystopian future type movie or something. This isn't something where that happens in regular America on a daily basis. And so obviously this is something that has to be dealt with in the extreme very quickly by law enforcement and by civil authorities.
All righty. Let's take this question or comment. Good morning. Is this Ian?
Yeah, I got a couple quick comments and then a question, and I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Look, the dystopian future is here, Professor, because we're not fighting back, all right? There was a story that the FBI office, when all this went down the weekend before when they attacked that Asian journalist, was surrounded by Antifa, and they were blocked in and couldn't get out of the office. You didn't hear anything about that, okay? But here's a couple comments. The left loved Donald Trump until he got the Republican nomination.
Right.
Okay, and this is Lee. And second, my other comment is, just because the economy's good, don't think the American electorate's not going to get stupid and go full Bolshevik next year. Don't make that assumption. All you need to do is look at the run-up to the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia to answer that question. I know you're a professor. I think you know where I'm going. But anyway, my question is, Biden, we need to look to the past with Biden. Why did Biden become the vice president? Because he was a loser and couldn't win the election, and therefore he wasn't a threat to any Democrats. So he always put the loser up that's not a threat, and he's still a loser and not a threat. I want to know, what kind of bloodbath do you expect? Because Biden's making noises about not dropping out and saying, I've got dirt on you all. I think this is going to go nasty. What do you think?
All right. Well, you know, Kyle, Biden was in Congress for 40-some-odd years, both as a congressman and as a U.S. senator, correct?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And then he had 8 years as the vice president. That's part of the 40-some-odd years. In that length of time, you do gather things on people, and you do use it against your opponents. That's part of what politics is about. You take the good, you take the bad, you accumulate things, and when you need to use it, you use it. Now, your comment.
Yes, no, you're absolutely right, and I would think that Joe Biden also was, I think, brought on the ticket in some ways to sort of to even it out or to give the impression, not totally dissimilar to Dick Cheney coming on the ticket with George W. Bush, the idea that here's someone who's older, been around for a while, can help give good counsel, et cetera, to a relatively younger president. But that being said, Biden doesn't understand the day in which he lives now. He's not in that kind of powerful position. I mean, goodness gracious, there was a headline earlier today, I think, showing that even Michelle Obama is not going to come to his aid. I think that's significant. I think that the Obama camp entirely is not for Joe Biden in any way, shape, or form. So he's fighting an uphill battle. So, and as the caller Ian said, I think there would be sort of a political bloodbath, but what it will result in is just a lot more chaos. I don't think it'll keep Joe Biden in some strong position where he'll waltz to the nomination at all.
No, and he may have to resort to the dirt that he has to keep himself in a race. Now, here's this other little sly comment that's out there that was very underhandedly made by Mayor Pete, and he warned, and this went totally under the radar. He warned that black Americans could be involved in a new civil war if the federal government fails to end the racist institutions getting money from the federal government and doesn't pay reparations for slavery to the blacks.
Well, oh my goodness.
This got no attention, to my knowledge, anywhere at all until Sunday, and it showed up in Breitbart.
Right, exactly. Well, this is akin to inciting violence.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, and especially in our country, we have obviously ways of solving problems that don't involve, you know, having revolutions or these kinds of things. And to put it in those kinds of terms is not only irresponsible; it's very dangerous.
Do you know what do you know what he did?
What's that?
He pulled a Biden. Remember when Biden a few years ago warned blacks that the Republicans were going to put them all back in chains?
They're back in chains.
This is what he did. He just pulled a Biden.
Well, exactly.
Because he's trying to be relevant, because all of a sudden he's not relevant anymore.
No, and I think because of the very unfortunate shooting that occurred in his city, and the subsequent town hall meetings and all, exactly. And it just showed that he wasn't handling the whole situation.
Now, we need to get to this story because it's not a breaking story, but it's going to be busted wide open today as one Jeffrey Epstein winds up being brought before court, before a federal judge over this charges that are against him, because we need to establish, first of all, that he ran a private airplane, his airline, and it was dubbed the Lolita Express. You remember that?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton was the number one passenger on the Lolita Express and made 26 trips down to the Caribbean, some of which where he ditched the Secret Service and left them behind while he went off on his little jolly ramp with the girls that were supplied on the plane, if you will, down to the Caribbean. Now, there also was another senator involved, and it was Senator Melendez from New Jersey. Remember that?
I remember him.
He got caught up in this, and he tried to say, oh, no, not me. And we heard the mention of Donald Trump one time, right?
Yeah, there's a Trump quote that surfaced.
But guess what? Donald Trump made the trip on the plane, but he made it with his then-girlfriend, Melania.
That's right.
And this little different story there.
Well, exactly. And this would be over, I think, almost 10
years. These other guys went without their wives, and they went with the girls that were traveling with them, or how should I put this? The escorts that were with them. There we go. I'm trying to keep it polite.
Well, we all know
what they were, but I'm trying to keep it polite.
Yeah, well, evidently, back in 2007, Epstein was also charged. There was a 53-page indictment.
Right.
And that all sort of went away with a plea deal that included immunity and so forth. However, there are some documents that are being sought now, of course, to be unsealed, which could shed more light on...
And did you hear what Nancy Pelosi's daughter said?
What was that?
Some of our friends will be involved in this. Some people that we know will be involved in this. Nancy Pelosi's daughter said that.
That's significant, and especially in the day and age of Me Too and so forth, this is going to take on
a big
relevance.
They haven't said a word yet.
That's right.
I mean, there's been a little stuff floating around here, but there's a whole bunch of those good old boys in D.C. that were frequenting the Caribbean islands down there for the same reason that Bill Clinton was going back and forth.
Yeah, and it's going to have a major impact.
By the way, if Clinton gets mentioned in a lot of this, Bill Clinton, I wonder if Hillary will still stand by her man.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. She might do something, but we'll see. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to be funny, but this is.
And he had to have heart. He had to have heart surgery during this time. He was doing all this Caliban. Remember?
Right. Oh yeah.
So I guess it almost killed him to go down there on a regular basis.
Right.
26 times on the Lolita Express.
Yeah. Exactly. And again, for this kind of stuff to come out, it can be very devastating. We could see some names that everybody knows.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow night, and we'll probably be talking about that story after the indictment.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. And, of course, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. All right. We're coming right back. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways out there. So, Kathy, one more time.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
That's Jerry Reed and Fred in the front seat chasing the bandit, and probably Frog is up in the middle of all this, too. And don't forget, they're up there driving around in a cloud right now because they're no longer, Jerry and probably Fred and Bert aren't on this planet Earth anymore. Now, let me just tell everybody, and pay attention here, folks, those of you in the Gulf states, starting with Mississippi, Alabama, the Panhandle of Florida, and the Tampa Bay, Florida area north all the way up into Georgia, there is a weak high-pressure system that will dominate the basin into midweek, and then along towards Wednesday, a low-pressure system is expected to develop in the northeast basin. This will become a low that will intensify gradually through Thursday and Friday, and it will be strong enough to generate near gale force winds for the northeastern waters of the Gulf of Mexico. Now, this will include lots and lots of rain. This storm will probably be a tropical depression named Barry, or it could be a tropical storm named Barry, depending on what happens. However, we will know for sure what's going to take place Tuesday night over Wednesday, because that's when things are supposed to intensify. Southwest winds will kick up 15 to 20 knots. Thursdays, they'll go 20 to 30 knots. They'll stay there Thursday night. Friday, they'll go up as high as 35 knots, and then Friday night, lower down to 25 to 30 knots. Now, that if you don't know what that speed is, that's pretty close to a minor tropical storm if it goes over 40 miles an hour. But what they're talking about here are the winds, okay? I'm sorry, the rain. I'll get it right in a minute. The rain. There's going to be a lot of rain with this system. So if you live in a traditionally low area, up there, oh gosh, Crystal River, Pasco County, up there in Spring Hill, Brooksville, that area and further points north, you need to start thinking about this right now because it's developing as we speak, and we'll know more about it probably Wednesday where we can give you a better idea. And I am watching it, so I found out about it yesterday. Now, the high heat warnings are pretty much dissipated for Florida today because we're going to have rain between the morning hours up until about 2 p.m., thunderstorms and whatnot, just like we've had the last few days. Now, there will be rain in Georgia on and off, Alabama, parts of Alabama, parts of Mississippi. Louisiana will have a high heat warning and advisory around New Orleans up into the central part of Louisiana, certainly up towards Alexandria and possibly a little further inland for heat index temperatures, 100, 105, maybe as high as 110. And if you're traveling across I-10 tonight, the only thing that you'll have to really be worrying about is going across probably the Panhandle, where there may be some showers in the area there now, but they probably will be gone by daylight. We'll just see what happens there. And then 10 across to L.A. is looking pretty good. I-8 out of the Arizona desert over into San Diego is looking good. I-20 looking good. I-30 looking good. I-40 got a little bit of rain tonight west of Memphis, and some spotty rain going across Oklahoma. Other than that, looking good all the way to Barstow, California. And 64 coming off the East Coast, you will have rain, and there are some flash flood watches and warnings with this rain across parts of Virginia and the eastern part of West Virginia. And also I-70 coming out of Baltimore, headed up into the mountains towards the Pennsylvania Turnpike. You will have some areas of rain there as well. Also I-76, I-80, I-81, there'll be some rain all the way up into Harrisburg tonight with some flash flood watches and warnings along with that. Rain's coming down pretty good in that area. But going out west, you'll be looking good. You got clear sailing all the way out west. There is a fire threat advisory in the southern part of Idaho tonight, as well as in, as well as in, Utah tonight, Salt Lake City, either side of Utah, I-70 going in from Colorado side over to where it catches up to I-15. You've got a fire threat advisor there in the Richland, Utah area, all the way through that stretch of I-70 to the Colorado line. And then west of I-15, in the central part of Utah, you've got a fire watch there. But other than that, it's looking pretty good, pretty good, pretty good. So things aren't going to be too bad. But keep in mind, scattered severe thunderstorms capable of large hail, damaging winds, and flooding are possible across portions of the northern and central plains today, this afternoon, and this evening, Monday evening into Tuesday morning. And well above normal temperatures and mainly dry weather will continue to result in a risk for wildfires over much of the central and southern western part of the United States. There may be the call for some poor air quality due to some of the smoke from some of the fires that have been started over there in the Utah area, as well as in parts of Nevada and Arizona where lightning strikes have hit this dry timber and caused it to catch on fire. But so far, nothing severe to report out there. Except, of course, in the northern part of Los Angeles, where, of course, they always have air warnings. But other than that, that's the way it's looking tonight with the weather. And keep in mind, everybody along the Gulf Coast from Mississippi, Alabama, into Florida and Georgia needs to keep your eyeballs on the weather and pay attention to what's going on, because at the very least, you're going to be contending with rain, quite a bit of rain. And gale force winds closer to the Gulf of Mexico. Now, your Pilot and Flying J's are not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You're liable to find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, a Huddle House, a Denny's, or a Moe's Southwest Grill in a Pilot or a Flying J. Now, a lot of the Pilots have become travel centers now, because when they acquired their last group of truck stops, they made them into Pilots, and they converted their restaurants into either fast food locations, or they made them into Denny's, Huddle Houses, or Moe's Southwest Grills. And those are all pretty good eating places. I've been in all three. The most recent ones I've been in are the Denny's here in my local area. But they got just about everything you need for your home away from home. Parking, CAT scales, TransFlow Express travel documents. That would be for your permits if you need for oversized, overweight, over height. Your trip packs to get your loads in to get paid on time with your companies. Your truck washes are located close by or at the truck stops. They've also got the audiobook rentals there, pay phones, high-speed internet kiosks, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet access in the building and outside in the parking lot, and lounges with big screen televisions for professional drivers. So a lot of stuff now at your truck stops, Pilot and Flying J, that makes it not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And I'll tell you, it's a good thing, because a lot of great things happen when you're out there on the road, and it's not just a camaraderie with the drivers that they have with each other, but it's also being able to take care of your business and getting stuff done. And again, there's nothing worse than having to sit on a bunch of loads and go in when you go into your terminal after being out for 2 weeks or whatnot to get that one big check. No, no, no. You send it in every week, and you get your check, and if they direct deposit it, then great. You've always got money in the bank. Okay, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, after the top of the hour news. So don't go anywhere. Kathy is going to take us to break one more time. Kathy, it's your turn. Welcome to the Captain.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.